Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 up to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Don Fotopoulos is our guest. Don is an award-winning author. Her book, Accounting for the Number Phobic, is just absolutely outstanding. As I say, it's award-winning. She's the founder of Hidden Profit Profit, the founder of DF Consulting, associate professor of business at King's College, and our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, Don Fotopoulos. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's great to be here, Jim. It's
good to have you with us. Good to continue to visit with you. Thank you for spending some time with us and sharing your very important ideas because, folks, if you can't manage the financial part of your business, however long you stay in business while you're not managing your financials is just you driving down a one-way street the wrong way at night in a fog, no lights, and you just have
with your eyes closed.
And with your eyes closed, and you just haven't hit anybody yet. Or run off a cliff. That's all that's going on. Otherwise, you're literally flying blind.
Yep.
And that's got, if that doesn't scare the heck out of you, I don't know what it takes.
Well, Jim, isn't it interesting that in order to drive a car, you have to be qualified to do that, right? We have to sit in a classroom, learn the rules of the road. We have to take a little exam. You have to get trained. You have to be equipped to drive, 2 tons of steel down a highway at 65 miles an hour. How come we're willing to give all kinds of credit lines, investors, whatever, to people who are utterly unqualified to run these businesses? Have you ever noticed that?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
unqualified?
Right. Well, see, that's one of the problems. In the United States, is different from most other developed countries. You can, in England, for example, you can't decide you want to be a business owner today and be one today. You got to have a business account approved by a bank. It's not that easy. In America, mm-hmm. you can form 20 businesses today, but nobody's going to say, "Are you qualified?" You just get to do it. That's one of the problems over here, isn't it?
Well, it is one of the problems, and here's the interesting thing. It used to take 6 years for 50% of small businesses to fail. Now it only takes five, right? If you take that out, about 7 to 8 years, the failure rate is in the 80% range.
Yeah,
not a business. Financial suicide.
The casualty rate is increasing. There's no question about it.
And it is, and we are replacing them at a slower rate, Jim. So we're really eroding our small business base. Okay, here's another statistic. This comes from J.P. Morgan Institute. It was just recently published, I want to say a month or two ago. 75% of small businesses have 30 days or less in cash on hand. 25% have less than one payroll, less than 2 weeks. That's not a problem. That's a crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to ask the why question behind that, okay? It's that we're not going to hang our heads and say, oh, that's inevitable, nothing we can do about it. There's plenty we can do about it. And the first thing you have to do, are you ready for this? Okay, drum roll, please. As a small business owner, you got to change your mindset. You got to change your mindset. The numbers are the brush strokes on a canvas. The numbers are your business. It's like your spouse who's talking to you, and you got to learn how to listen to them. Don't be shocked when you go bankrupt. Oh, I never saw it coming. Oh, all the signs were there all along. You just couldn't tell because you couldn't read your basic financial dashboard. And that's the three musketeers, right? It's your net income statement, your cash flow statement, and your balance sheet. Are you making money? Do you have enough cash to pay the bills? And are you building wealth or destroying it?
Well, the other thing is, obviously the two big things you're looking for are cash flow and profits.
That's right.
And the profit is what sustains you long term. The cash flow is oxygen that your company breathes. And so if you can't track those two, and of course small businesses have to track the cash. If you can't do that, you don't know when you're going to run out of oxygen. And,
well,
and,
that's right.
And you got limited. You got limited resources to replenish that. So you've got to be able to give those cash sources enough of a, which say, let's call it your banker, enough of an advance warning that they don't get worried. They're not scared.
Well, that's right. And you know what, Jim? Your bank statement isn't adequate.
Nope.
Looking at how much cash you have sitting in your account is not adequate, because you have to take a look at how much in expenses you have,
mm-hmm.
right? And your cash flow statement is going to show you trending. And
right.
most people, myself included, okay, when I started my first business, Bedazzled Incorporated, you know, back in the day when dinosaurs roamed the earth, I didn't know half of this stuff. I had to learn it the hard way.
And if you've been in business
a while,
you should know it by now. But we're going to talk about some of the details, how to get to where you can understand all this with Don Patopoulos after these messages, 20 till the hour.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.